Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome everybody to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour Betting Show. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to take a look back at week 2 of the NFL, and then we're also going to dive right into week 3. Of the NFL with our best bets. We're going a day early, but you know what? I've already looked at the slate for this week, and I am all over it. As always, I'm joined by my partner here, Mr. Clarkson. How are you today, bud?
I'm doing all right, man. Just glad Tuesday's over with. We're on Wednesday. Only one more full day left before we get more football.
Exactly. Well, not the most exciting Thursday night game ahead for us, Mitchell Trubisky versus Jacoby Brissett, but, I can't figure out why we have yet to see Kenny Pickett in the lineup. Like, this offense ain't working. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the two worst looking offenses, I think, right now are, like, the Tennessee Titans and the Steelers are two of the worst – the team
we're supposed to be. We're a minute and 15 in, and you've got the Titans in. All right, I can see it.
All right, so that's the perfect segue into recapping last week's bets, okay? All right. We went 2-4 last week, thanks to my big over. Speaking of which, let me ask this question. Hypothetical, not even hypothetical. The Tennessee Titans drive down the football field and score a touchdown on their first drive. I'm like, we are in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
We are in the driver's seat. Like, we had a rough Sunday. Sunday was rough all the way around. Sunday was rough. Sunday night was a little bit better to us, you know, with some bets on Sunday night football. But Sunday was rough to us. We were 100% in. Titans score, opening drive, touchdown for them. Boom, 7-7. We're money.
Yep.
Wrong. Didn't score a single point the rest of the game.
Yeah.
I will never, and I will ever bet on the Tennessee Titans ever again. Ryan Tannehill stinks. He's awful. He's god-awful. Get him off the team. Put him, I don't know, call The Rock up. Maybe throw him in the XFL as one of the quarterbacks over there. I don't know. But he's terrible. And just that entire offseason's been abysmal. But I don't really care about that. They made a lot of bonehead mistakes. I don't really care about that. My other two bets that I bet that I lost – the Bucs over 2.5 touchdowns. didn't score a touchdown until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
They scored 2 finally after the pick 6, but couldn't get in the end zone. They had the ball in the red zone 2 different times, did not convert. Give up. And then last but not least, this one might be as bad as the Tennessee Titans. Now, how the Titans ended up, it's probably not as bad. But the Bengals -3 at the half over the Cowboys without Dak. This would have been a no-brainer. I think it was, 14-3 at half? I think they were losing? It was 14-3
over that.
They give up opening field, opening drive touchdown. Like Cooper Rush looked like Joe Montana or something. I was like, what is going on here? I don't even know. Carson, you're best.
I really wish I would have taken 1 and 2 if the Bears plus 9.5 was what hit, just so I could have rubbed it in Ricky's face. But we'll take 2 and 1 on the week. I hit Tampa Bay minus 2.5 was my lock, which obviously the defense came up huge in the fourth quarter to get them to cover that. And then Arizona, Las Vegas, over 51.5 was my other W.
That was a close one, too.
If that fumble recovery in overtime didn't happen, they're probably going down the field and kicking a field goal to end that game, and the under's going to hit that. So that defensive touchdown by the Cardinals there in overtime really made me very happy on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and then you had –
Oh, yeah. Bears plus 9.5. Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is their daddy. You know what I'm saying? What can you say?
I thought they were due, but apparently not.
Yeah, apparently not at all. With that being said, folks, like I said, overall in the season, it's funny. First week of the season, I went 2-0-1. Chris went 0-3 last week, right? Yeah, 0-3. And then this week, I go 0-3, and he goes 2-1. Puts us at 4-5-1 overall in the season. Not too shabby, but we want to obviously pick those numbers up. We're a little early in the week, so we couldn't take a deep look at the props, but I'm going to give you guys a quick rundown of the games for week 3. We've got a couple of good potential matchups. Thursday night is not one of them. Pittsburgh versus Cleveland, which I mentioned. We have Houston versus Chicago, Las Vegas versus Tennessee. That game's interesting. You have 2-0-2 teams. Going into that game, one of those teams ends up 0-3. So if one of those guys end up 0-3, then, you know, you might be out of the playoff hunt. Kansas City at Indianapolis, that's going to be an interesting one. Buffalo, Miami, Detroit, Minnesota, Baltimore, New England, Cincinnati and the Jets, Philadelphia, Washington, Saints, Panthers, Jaguars, Chargers, Rams, Arizona, Atlanta at Seattle, Green Bay at Tampa Bay without Mike Evans after throwing some bows. And the San Francisco versus Denver is the Sunday night game. And we've got a barn burner on Monday night. We got Daniel Jones taking on Cooper Rush. The 2-0.
Just how you drew it up.
The 2-0 New York Giants.
Yep. God. That under 6.5. Season bet for the Giants, or was it 6.5 or was it 7?
It was 7.5. Whew. Still,
you're gonna be sweating that one.
I am not. I'm not sweating the Bears one. They might not win another game all year. But which is the perfect segue into our first bets of the week. I am going to kick it off because I am going to talk about the game that I just mentioned. I am going to take the Texans plus 3.5 at minus 136 versus the Chicago Bears. Somebody explain to me like I'm 3 why the Texans are 3.5. I think it's 3. I stretch it to 3.5. But there's no reason why the Texans should not be favored. The Bears stink. Give me the Texans. And you know what? I'm hitting the plus 3.5 just because I really feel like this is going to be a close game either way. You know what I mean? The Bears could potentially pull it out. I might sprinkle some money on the money line, but you're looking at a field goal game, in my opinion. And with that being said, I like the Texans plus 3.5. What do you like?
Well, normally what home field advantage is good for 3 points is a comfortable thumb. So basically, you know, Vegas thinks that this is a toss-up. So, with that being said, my first bet of the week, was that your lock, by the way?
No, my lock is happening later on.
So, my first bet is going to be Baltimore minus 2 first half and minus 110. I think, obviously, they showed in this past game that they can come out hot, but the closing the games is where they struggle, apparently. I think the Patriots are just a meh football team. They don't really have a lot going on. But that Baltimore offense explosive as we've seen. So I think they'll come out. I mean, that a field goal in the first half lead and that cashes. And I think the Ravens do go into the halftime up in that game. So.
Well, thanks for taking one of my bets. I'm going back to my draw. I'm going back to the drawing board as we sit here. That's literally one of my bets. I love it. That's a hammer for me. That's an easy one. I agree with you. The thing about it is the Ravens have led both times leading into the half. They've started strong, obviously sputtered in the second half last week against the Dolphins, which is one of the most absurd comebacks I've ever seen. Folks, let's calm down. This doesn't make Tua great yet. If you threw the ball 20 yards and then like Tyreek Hill does one of these around the entire defense and then scores, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure the yards after the catch between Waddle and Hill right now is absurd. So, but speaking of that, so you're right. You get 3 points at home, right? You know what I mean? Like, so the Broncos 49ers line's at +1.5 right now, right? So that means they think the 49ers are 4.5 point favorites. Okay. The Broncos are at home Sunday night. They're +1.5 right now. Okay. Now, I like to finagle with the lines just a little bit here. To me personally, this should be more of a Broncos -1, if not -1.5. But I like the Broncos +3 at -137. I think this is a no-brainer. I even think that sprinkling money on the money line is a no-brainer for me because I don't understand. I know Jimmy G's here and Jimmy G's a bad boy and et cetera, et cetera. This Broncos team, that defense is really good. Their offenses look like dog shit. But that defense looks really good. And I don't think that offense can really stymie, you know, go down the football field and score a bunch of points. You know, I think that this Broncos team will eventually score points at some point once they kind of get it together and learn what they're doing on the offensive side of the football. But this one to me is a no-brainer. I like this one a lot. I like the Broncos +3 over the 49ers on the Sunday night game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. Like you said, the offense doesn't look great, but you can chalk that up to, you know, a new quarterback and a new system with a new coach. So you'd hope that they would get things going here in week 3. So maybe they do it at home on Sunday night. And Russ in primetime is the exact opposite of Kirk Cousins in primetime. So
exactly.
My second bet is also an alternate. Atlanta, Seattle right now is the over-unders at 42 either way, -110. I think both of these two teams are horrible, and there's not going to be very many points in this game, like a 17-13 type game, something like that. So I'm going to flex it a little bit up, and I've got the under 42.5 because I hate even numbers in those types of bets at – what was it? Under 42.5 at -118 in Atlanta versus Seattle. Maybe Geno Smith didn't get written off in week 1, but he got written off last week. It's yet to be seen if he's written back yet. I don't know. but yeah, give me the under 42.5 in that game, -118.
Yeah. I don't blame you at all. That's a really good bet.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Z
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is this? Arthur Smith making stupid comments about, you know, this isn't fantasy football, but no, you're right. It's not, but you get the ball in the hands of your best player. Kyle Pitts is easily your best offensive weapon and he should have 10 targets a game, period. Like you just get him the ball, you know? So it's been absurd to me to watch that happen. This is not my lock of the week. I'm not ready for my lock of the week. Lock of the week was going to be last week. I've had a shift. I've been over here scrolling through because Clarkson took one of my bets. So I've had to scroll through and find me another bet that I like. And we talked about this team at the top of the show, talking about how it doesn't make any sense why they are the way they are and why this team is as good as they are. I refuse to live in a world where the Giants are going to start the season 3-0. Give me the Cowboys plus 3.5. Why? I can't give you any analytic. I can't describe to you why. I can't give you anything other than there's no way in God's green earth that the Giants are going to start 3-0. Okay? But on top of that, the Cowboys moved the ball relatively well last week, surprisingly. They figured out a way to get Cooper Rush kind of comfortable. They got the run game going a little bit. So I can't – I'm not superly not – you know, I'm not sitting here jokingly saying it, but I mean, 19 of 31, he did have 235. He limited it to turnovers. They had over 100 yards on the ground between everybody. I think they found a way to really kind of get him going in a way where they didn't have to force a lot of things. So that second half, they kind of sputtered after scoring 17 in the first half, and the Bengals almost did come back in that game. But I like this as a field goal game regardless. But I like the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys probably win this game, to be honest with you, just because I don't think the Giants are very good, and I'm going to continue to say that until they go 16-0. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what's happening anymore. Like, I just – the thing about it is at the end of the day, you at some point in time, you're going to lose these one-score games. You know what I mean? We've had back-to-back weeks where the Giants – should have more than likely maybe lost. You know what I mean? They did. They get the late field goal here, and then of course they came back and won, and got the 2-point conversion to win the game. But the missed extra point really hurt the Titans later on in that game. But I really think that this is a 3-point game, 1-point game, back to back week. Give me the Cowboys plus 3.5. That's not my lock, but lock it in now.
No, I like that bet. Like you said, you think there's going to be some regression back to the mean on those one score games.
Yeah.
I mean, it just statistically, it's going to happen. So why not this week? My third bet is going back to the Dolphins that we talked about earlier, but it's a Buffalo Dolphins over 53.5 at minus 115. Like you said, the Bills are a juggernaut. Offensively, they are incredible. They put 41 points up. I mean, against the Titans, sure. But I think they're going to go out and score some points. And I think the Dolphins are much better offensively than the Titans are. So, like you said, you get Jalen Waddle and you get Tyreek Hill in space. I don't care if it's on a 3-yard slant or a 10-yard out route. Get them the ball in space and let them do what they do. They're fast as hell. So give me the over in that game at 53.5 right now.
Yeah, I like that as well. That's probably the best game of the week. You know what I mean? Hands down, probably the best game of the week. And it's sad that we're forced to watch the Cowboys versus the Giants instead of this on primetime. You know what I mean? Like, imagine Tua, Josh Allen, these offense, high-powered offenses. It's going to be interesting to see Buffalo play a team that has those weapons that's kind of settled in. You know what I mean? They faced the Rams week one, but I think the Rams are still trying to find their way with that offense with Allen Robinson. You know what I mean? They came in with a lot of new pieces. So for me, it's like week one was a little bit of a test. They came out and proved what they could, but what can they do moving forward is what's interesting for me. How are they going to stop Tyreek and Waddle? That's massive. You know what I mean? And how they not really like Gesicki and that running game. I think Miami's really going to have to figure out a way to run the ball a little bit. You know, Mozart did average 4.6 and Edmonds did average 6.6, but they were just kind of chunk yards. Edmonds actually had one 28-yard run, so he had four carries for 5 yards for the rest of his carries there. I like that bet a lot. My lock of the week is going to be the Rams -2.5 over the Cardinals. I'm not really sure how I feel about the Cardinals. I really feel like they got lucky last week, and because of that, I felt like we just were – I don't know. They got lucky. They came back. They shouldn't have won that game. They scored 16 points in the fourth quarter. I don't understand why, and it blew my mind. So my lock of the week, give me the Rams -2.5 against the Cardinals. What is your lock of the week, Chris?
So my lock of the week, I'm going with an alternate spread as well. I'm really banking on East Coast teams traveling west. I love the Jags to come out of the AFC South. I've been banging that drum for a couple of weeks now, and I've got the DM receipts to prove it. But I think the Los Angeles Chargers are a much better football team. I've got them as at -6.5 touchdown spread, -126. So give me that as my lock of the week.
I like that. Yeah, that line for me was really like I really teeter-totter. I was like, man, that's
there were so many 10-point, 10.5, 9.5-point spreads in all across football this week. Like the Titans were a 10.5-point dog. The Bears were a 9.5-point dog. I don't understand why the Jags are not a 9.5, 10.5-point underdog right now.
Yeah, I understand the Chargers lost, but they lost literally to one of the best teams in football. Like, I mean, you know, they should easily – that should be – you're right. That should be not, at least 9.5, maybe 10. Like, at least. Especially traveling, like you said, traveling coast to coast. Just real fun fact for those of you at home, if you parlay all 8 of our picks, you get it at +10,208. So, I mean
– I will be doing that.
Just I will get it.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can literally throw 25 cents on it. You win $25. I mean, yeah. What better odds can you get there?
Absolutely.
Before we go, Chris, I want you to give the world one quick recap. I'm going to hop off and give you the floor. Give me a recap of your picks.
So my four picks this week are Baltimore -2 first half, -110. Great football team that get off to hot starts. Both games are up by a touchdown at halftime or more. Give me that -2 line in the first half. Second bet is Atlanta, Seattle under 42.5 spread or over under alternate at -118. Give me the under 42.5 there for my second bet. It's two offensively terrible teams. So I don't think there are going to be a lot of points in that game. The third bet is the exact opposite. I think there's going to be a ton of points in this game. Buffalo, Miami over 53.5 -115. Ton of points. Hit it and let's ride. And my lock of the week is -6.5 Los Angeles Chargers over the Jacksonville Jaguars at -126. That going from the East Coast to the West Coast is never easy. And just believe in Justin Herbert. I think the Jags are going to have a come down. So give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I like those. It's crazy. I mean, outside the Ravens when we were in the same ballpark, but there's, you know, looking at your bets last week, the only bet that I really didn't like was the Bears one, just because Aaron Rodgers owns, you know, Justin or owns the Chicago Bears. But these are like I said, it's a really good betting week, I think, which is probably we'll be sitting here next week and we'll be like 0-8. You know what I mean? Like, but let me quickly run down my picks real quick. My first up is going to be the Houston Texans +3.5 at -136 over those Chicago Bears. I don't understand why the Bears are this big of favorites. This feels like a money, like a push a money line, -1 maybe Chicago Bear style thing. My second bet, the Denver Broncos +3, -137 over the 49ers. I cannot believe we're giving the 49ers a 4.5-point swing for the Broncos at home. Russell Wilson has history with this 49ers team in the past. I just really love the Broncos plus three here. Give me the Cowboys on Monday Night Football plus 3.5 over the Giants. My analytics thinking here is there's no way we live in an earth where the Giants are going to be 3-0. Because if we do, then I don't know if I want to be on this earth anymore. Like, this would be a travesty to all sports. And it's not just because I hate the Giants. It's just because I have a bet that says they're going to be under 7.5 wins. And if they win more games, they're not going to go under 7.5. That's going to be disappointing. So with that being said, I do think the Cowboys looked a lot better than people expected. So I like that a lot. My stone cold lock of the week is the LA Rams minus 2.5. And you know what? I'm going to go minus 3 just because I don't like the 143 for my lock there. I'm going to go minus 3 for the LA Rams, which is going to be at minus 127. So give me the Rams minus 3 against the Cardinals. I understand they're getting 6 points just because they are sitting where they are. You know, it is the defending Super Bowl champions, et cetera. But it's the Cardinals. Like, it's just it's the Cardinals. The Rams are going to destroy this team. I think this is looking at a double-digit game. I don't know. Like, I really feel like Kyle Murray struggled. Maybe it was like, you know, it was the beta weekend for Call of Duty. So the second beta weekend's coming up. You know, they're playing at home. He doesn't have to travel. He's going to be a little bit too much into the gaming. And bada bing, bada boom, Rams win by 2 touchdowns. So recap, Rams minus 3, Cowboys plus 3.5, Broncos plus 3, Houston plus 3.5. And I realize I got a lot of pluses going on right now. And now I'm terrified none of my bets are going to hit Clarkson.
Yeah, you're taking a lot of dogs there. But you know what? I've heard the saying that, what is it, hungry dogs run faster or whatever. So let's ride, man.
Let's ride. I like it. I feel like this is a pretty solid betting slate. We're 8 deep this week. You know, we were like, you know what? We went 2-4 last week. Let's go ahead and give 8 picks this week. You know what I mean? Who cares, right? You know what I mean? It's just money. No, that's the good thing about sports betting. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we can have a recap. We've done this throughout the entire year for baseball. Baseball has been one roller coaster after another for us. You know what I mean? There's weeks where we'll knock it out of the ballpark, and there's other weeks we're struggling. But over on the season, 282-197, make sure you follow on Twitter to get those bets in. We post it every day. We try to get it in there in the morning slate so that you guys have some time to get those lines in. But head on over to Twitter. Give Chris Clarkson a follow, ChrisClarkson91. Give myself a follow at @RickyValera_. We got the article. We got the lock of the week. You got it here, but you want to check it out on the website each and every week. We drop it on the website as well. Matthew Fox is dropping 3 articles a week as far as football goes. We thank you guys for listening, and we're excited, and let's win some money.
Let's ride, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.